Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
And it's nothing but the praise that we give our God for allowing us the beautiful privilege to be united with Him now and eternally. Many blessings to you, you, and yes, yes, you too. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. Now, right now, beloved, is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And boy, I'm trying to tell you, our sweet, sweet, precious Savior, His Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, no one can compare, and unapologetically, I won't take it back, is declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful eternal life. He's the only one that gives us hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world. I'm always excited, enthralled, and thrilled to be your beautiful host in this gospel exploration, power and purpose-driven Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I promise you, fire, 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 the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. But you got to be in. You got to be in. Can't be on the outside looking in, talking about, bless me, Lord, bless me. No, you got to submit your mind, your heart, and yes, your soul and body to the obedience of God Almighty. I'm trying to tell you, God only wants to worship with you in spirit and in truth, but you must have a humble heart, because He is not a respecter of persons. We will be embracing for our spiritual consideration from the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5-8, where we read the Apostle Paul is sharing the greatest and probably the most challenging characteristic of being like our Lord Jesus. We are told that our relationships with one another should model the example of our Lord Jesus, who showed great humility in service to everyone. Selfish ambition, Lord have mercy, and vain conceit are ways of the natural mindset apart from union with God. We should all seek approval from God more than any man-made reputation that will not last nor impress God. We're going to speak about reputation. Amen. My special guest is here. She's returning. It's been a while since I've had this anointed woman of God here on fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. Anointed woman of God, gospel artist, songwriter, Marjane is here. She is going to bless us with her awesome, awesome testimony of life, liberty, and the pursuit of godliness. And we're going to have like this mini Marjane concert on Fire, the Gospel Experience. And then later on in the broadcast, this is like a double dose of anointed women of God singing gospel music. My dear sister in Christ, she's the CEO at Purpose for Change, author, and anointed to do what she do, singing gospel music. Woman of God, Shamika Banks, is going to give us word of inspiration, and it is going to be a fabulous time we're going to have as we celebrate our awesome God. We've already had prayer, and we are grateful, Holy Spirit God, for your presence on this platform of fire, the gospel experience, but more importantly, we are excited and thrilled and gratefully privileged and humbled to have you oversee our lives. We pray that you speak through us now, and we are grateful that you are lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
I choose you.
you best believe if I had to make this choice all over again, would I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior? I'm here to tell you and testify from my heart, my mind, and my soul that I would choose God all over again. Make no doubt about it. Sounds of my special guest, woman of God, Marjane, she is here. She is back talking about a beautiful songstress of gospel music as well as songwriter. That means she don't just sing it, y'all. She allows Holy Spirit God to just come into her mind and fluctuate and pull out words of praise that can bless us all as it gives God his just due praise, glory, and honor right here on the earth from the very beings that he created. And wasn't that the overall plan of God in the first place, to know God and to enjoy him forever? Amen. That's what King Solomon came to the final conclusion. So without any further delays or any further ados, my special guest, presenting to some and introducing to everyone else, woman of God, gospel artist, songwriter, Marjane is coming to us live from the ATL, y'all, Atlanta, to bring her own fire. Yes. Yes, indeed. Woman of God, Marjane, welcome back to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Blessings. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me on. And yes, it's been a long time.
Time just flies by. My God, isn't it a beautiful thing to stop and think that one day we will be blessed to not be restricted to this framework that we call time? We can just enjoy the blessings and the beauty of God without having to worry about what day it is, what the calendar says, what time it is, none of that. We can just enjoy ourselves to the fullest. I can't wait.
That's right.
Woman of God, for the benefit of, I think it's about 22 people that haven't heard about you yet, so we're going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself to those 22 people that haven't had the pleasure of getting to know who you are from any point of life. If you'd like to start when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or when you was a little bitty girl singing with a hairbrush in your hand, using that as a microphone, we want to hear what you have to share about woman of God, Marjane. Tell us some of your life story.
Well, my name is Marjane. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California. And my mom says I've been singing since the age of 2. But I do remember probably at the age 6 or so, I've been kind of singing. I started singing in the church choir. And I was actually the only child at that time that was singing in the adult choir because my voice was so strong. And so...
Wow.
I remember as I, you know, continued to get older and everything, I started doing some showcasing, you know, around the city of Los Angeles, and got into actually R&B music. I started writing R&B music, and God had a different call on my life. So fast forward to adulthood, I was probably in my early 20s. I rededicated my life back to Christ, and God started downloading music from heaven, and I mean, it was coming so much. I mean, I really couldn't contain it all. And I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do with all this music? And so I stepped out on faith, started JJ Music Group, and then started releasing my music under that umbrella. And so this year makes 15 years in gospel music, and there is so much that has happened in that 15-year period, and I am so grateful for God for the blessings and the uncommon favor and opportunities that he has presented on my behalf.
Yes, amen. Well, listen now, you used the word uncommon, and I want to piggyback off of that because, as you stated, being the only child in the adult choir, that had to be uncommon, I'm thinking, Lady Marjane, to the point where people start believing there may be a special calling on this child. Were you perceiving that type of accolades, or were people making those type comments to you that you could understand at that tender age?
At that age, I probably didn't really understand the magnitude of what people were saying, but I knew that when I would get a lead song of some sort, you know, the responses from the people, I'm like, oh my God, like people really love it, you know. And so, yeah, I just remember, and it's so funny that you mentioned that, singing with a hairbrush and comb, because that's exactly what I used to do. I used to do broom handles, whatever I could get, and I would go and stand in the mirror and go around my room and just sing my heart out. And I would do that as a little girl, as a teenager, as a young adult. I mean, I would just sing my heart out. And so I just thank God. You know, a lot of music, a lot of the R&B music that I was listening to at that time, because my parents played a lot of R&B music. There's a lot of artists like your Anita Baker's, you know, all the Whitney Houston's, all the Staple Singers, all those folks that they used to play back in the day. I used to go around the house and sing their songs, and that's how I groomed my voice. A lot of people thought, and still think today, that I have had music lessons, and I've never taken music lessons. God has really gifted me with a voice to sing. And so when I am, you know, in front of people and I'm doing these events and I'm doing all this kind of stuff, you know, I really believe that God is going to show forth his glory upon me as I'm ministering to people. So it's quite a blessing. It really is.
Yeah. Absolutely. And don't forget about Patti LaBelle in that list of iconic female vocalists. Patti LaBelle, I know she had to be up in there too now. Come on. I know your parents were listening to Patti.
Patti was in there. It was a lot of old, a lot of older and all that I used to listen to, that people that are younger than me probably wouldn't even believe or know who those artists is today.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the thing that I'm excited to hear you talk about, too, because this is going to help somebody find their calling as well, just by listening to you share your testimony and life experiences. I can't understand what you're saying, because I've been blessed to author two books, and I get on Facebook, and I don't have to try to contrive or conjure up these thoughts, because I can recall a period in my life when I read James, the book of James. I can't quote the chapter and verse, but when it says, if any man lacks wisdom, I believe it's in the first chapter, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. And I asked God, because I was reading the Psalms and I was reading Proverbs, and I was like, man, if we can receive this type of wisdom, God, I want to receive it, not for reputation, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later on, or not for notoriety, not for fame, but just to have the sense of completeness and wholeness and purpose in life. I want to have this type of wisdom to use to share with the world who you are, God. And so I've been getting an overflow myself. So let me ask you, as you have been receiving overflows, and it just pours so much, does it seem like sometimes, were you one of the ones that had to keep a notepad close by your bed in the middle of the night, just in case you heard a melody or a song? Or did you have a little tape recorder and you would tape record bits and pieces so that you wouldn't forget?
Yes, thank God for these iPhones, because they have something on there called memo pad or voice memo.
Yeah.
So I would go, if I would hear something in my sleep, or if God would be giving me a song in my sleep, I would get up. And Lord knows, because there are times where I'm just so, like, really tired, but I'll get up and I'll record it real quick just so that I won't lose it. Oftentimes I could be at work, or I could be, you know, around the house somewhere, and a melody will come up, and then I'll just start singing it. And when I know, when the melody stays with me, I know that that's the Spirit of God, and that's something that he wants me to sit down and write out and work with. That happens with every single song that I have written from 2007 to now.
Amen. I can almost believe, because I'm there spiritually. I'm in the spirit seeing you as a young child singing, right? But I'm just witnessing you blessing God, blessing the people, singing as a child. But tell us about this experience that I know you had and still have now as a full-grown adult woman, woman of God, wife and mother, about this this glow, this union that you have with Holy Spirit God using you as an instrument. Tell us about this feeling that's almost indescribable when you feel the anointing of God fall on you as you're singing.
And it's not just as I'm singing. I've learned or have welcomed within the last two, three years or so, God has been revealing a lot of things to me in my dreams. And so there are a lot of things that I see that God is wanting to speak or say through me. And what I have been doing is sharing those things with those that when I go live on my social media pages. And so usually when He is showing me things now, I kind of take a moment to make sure that God is that, you know, okay, God, is this what I'm really seeing, and what are you portraying through this particular message? So I've like welcomed that because that's another type of spiritual gift that God has given me. And so I'm learning and have learned over the last, you know, 2-3 years, you know, I've welcomed that. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, because it's getting to the point now where I actually need to get up and write these things down, because God is showing me so much stuff and He reveals so many things. Now, when I am singing on stage and doing all these different events and stuff like that, you know, there are times where God can just, when the atmosphere calls for worship, that's exactly what I do. And I have experienced come in and change the total atmosphere of a church service or an event, because God has shown up. Mm-hmm. And He does that when you go before God's people with a pure heart. We have too many people nowadays that's too focused on them and too focused on entertaining versus allowing God to come in the room and do what He normally does. When we are in His presence, that's where we get our healing and our deliverance from, and God can do breakthroughs and destroy yokes and all that kind of stuff. Geez. He wants to do all that, but it is too much of entertaining on stages, and people come in one way and still go out the same way versus coming in and getting things broken and going home different. There's a total difference when it comes to allowing God to totally have His way in you as a singer or a minister of music. When we allow Him to come in and do what He needs to do, that's where things happen. And we have too much of entertaining happen, and that's why nobody is getting free, because it's too much of it. Yeah, and I think we're at a point now where God is just tired of it. God is tired of that. There is too much stuff going on in the world, and it's too many people that are getting led astray because the body of Christ is not doing what they need to do. So now the remnant has to come in and then do, because we're being the ones that's totally submitted to God. So as artists like me that come in, yes, I may have music that may feel a little urban R&B-ish, but when I go before God's people, I allow God to take precedence over what I am doing. He is at the center. I don't have to do nothing else. I let God move, and I let God speak through what I am, you know, conveying through whatever song that He's given me. And that's how it should be.
Yes, I totally agree. I try to express my feelings about this diversity of praising God, how we restrict what we think is acceptable when it comes to admiring and adoring our God. We say, well, it shouldn't sound like that, because my thing is that God is the creator of music. And if the words, if the lyrics are not, if the words are not perverse or anything like that, or anything that is dark and are not of God, the style of music is not the problem. It's how it's projected and it's how it's received. Now, I heard you say that sometimes you get tired. I want you to stay with what I'm saying. And I can recall at the 2020 Spin Awards, the reason that we missed each other is because you had a full day, had a full weekend, probably had a full week. And by the time I saw you get up with you and your husband and leave, you were like, I'm exhausted, I'm tired. But can you help us understand that even though the body gets tired, that we still have these God-given gifts to help us circumvent our physical human limitations? I want you to share a little bit about that extra spiritual energy that keeps you going, because I'm convinced, Lady Marjanae, that the reason we don't see God moving and miracles like it does in the Bible is because we don't apply the needed necessary faith for God to open up these doors to express itself. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's having the strength of God, you can tap into God at any point in time where you feel like you don't have the strength that you need to make it through. You don't have the strength to continue on. You don't have the strength. God, I'm tired. I can't do no more. You know, but when we are tapping into God's presence, when we are seeking Him, worshiping and praising Him, I'm telling you that all of that strength, all of that joy, all that peace comes from being in His presence. This is a daily walk. Mm. This ain't just no Sunday morning, get up and go to church, shout, hoop, and holler.
That's
and
right.
Then you expect God to continue to do stuff. This is a daily walk. So every day, day when I get up in the morning, I start my day with the word. Then when I get to work, playing my worship music and my praise music, because why? I'm going to set the tone for how I want my day to go. No matter what bumps in the road might come during that time of day, I have already been in praise and worship, and there are things, and that's when I know that the enemy is moving, because I have already been in worship. I have already been praising. I have already heard the word, and so now the enemy comes in. He wants to snatch what was given, but, you know, by bringing obstacles and bringing distractions and bringing all these things. So to overcome those things, we have to make sure that we're moving by the power of God and His strength, not in our own. Because we can't do it when it's just us doing it on our own.
It don't work. What I'm sensing in you, woman of God, just by your new project, El Shaddai, is that you have reached, I'm going to say, a level of spiritual intimacy with God that is expressing itself through this new project entitled El Shaddai. Let's talk about that, and then let's go behind the veil as you escort us with this beautiful song entitled El Shaddai. Tell us a little bit about the whole evolution of this wonderful piece of music to God.
Man, I was actually sitting in my car many years ago, because actually El Shaddai is, I wrote that back in 2009 actually is when I wrote El Shaddai. And for whatever reason, I was getting ready to release some new music, and God wanted me to re-release El Shaddai. And so I was like, okay, let me go ahead and just go to the studio and redo this particular song, because God, this is what God is wanting to do. God is wanting us to always remember who He is in the earth. So when I wrote El Shaddai, I was actually sitting in my car on my lunch break. And I remember I was just thanking God for who He was. And the first sentence that came out of my mouth was, El Shaddai, God Almighty. And I remember pulling napkin. I pulled a napkin out the bag, and I remember writing that sentence down. And I remember I kept writing, and I kept singing it, and I called my producer right away, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I need to record this. I said, because this song is so phenomenal. And I said, but God, God wants us to remember who he is. He is so many different things to us. And so he wants us to remain vigilant in who he is. We have to remember that. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to release it. And so that's exactly what I did. And I tell y'all, man, God is awesome. I just love him. I thank him for speaking and revealing and wanting to say this and do this, because there are so many people in the earth still that does not know who the God that we serve. And so we have to be in that place to represent him in the best way that we can represent him. And so El Shaddai is just, it's really a blessing. It really, really is.
Amen. And I know it certainly has blessed me, woman of God. And we give praise and honor to our God right here, right now, on this Fire Gospel Experience with woman of God, Mara Janae, singing El Shaddai, which basically is translated God Almighty. Yes, he is.
God Almighty. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, 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 indeed. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, the evangelistic outreach internet broadcast, because we are here to provide you with an experience that you can take with you. Well, after this broadcast has ended, we want you to have a connection with God that will actually benefit you in your mindset, in your living, in your perspective, in your decisions, as we daily ask God to let the mind of Christ be in us. That is a transformation that takes all of our days, Lady Marjanae. We will forever be pursuing the mind of Christ, and the intent is to find ourselves growing and prospering, maybe a little at a time. It don't always come in big changes. So my question to you is, what motivation, what advice, what wisdom would you like to share with us all in terms of growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, in spite of circumstances, in spite of those secret temptations that we don't tell anybody, but maybe a close friend or two? What would you suggest that would help us grow closer to God as we deal with the temptations and the troubles of this world?
I would say allow God to do the growing. Sometimes we can get in our own way because we won't allow him to change us from the inside out. You can change your appearance.
Right.
You can put on all the makeup. You can put on all the hair. You can put on all of everything that you want to do to make that outside appearance look good. But what does the inside look like? God has to come in and reveal himself and to change us from the inside out. When you change from the inside, the glory of the Lord is present on the outside automatically. There's nothing that you need to do to alter that. You people will see the presence of God upon you. When you go home or walk into a room, people will see the glory of God on you because of the presence of God that is in you, on the inside of you. And so I encourage you all to continue to, you know, allow God to do what it is that he needs to do in you. Our trials and all the things that we go through in life, circumstances and situations, that stuff sometimes comes to grow us and to perfect us. And so that way, when we are going through, because we never know who we need to tell our story to. Somebody out there may go through the same thing that we go through, and you will be the answer to that person because you've been through it already. You've overcome it or overcame it. So therefore, you can go out there and you can tell your story and give your testimony and let people know how good God is, because he's still doing miracles.
Yes, he is.
He's still manifesting his glory and blessings in the earth. It's just we don't get to see that often by way of radio and TV because they're always showing other things. But God is still moving, and that's why I say it's the remnant of those that will go forth and show forth the power of God when it needs to be shown. Because there are so many people out here that need something from him, but y'all have to learn how to tap into his presence. That's how you can get what you need. And we have to start declaring how we want things to happen in our homes, in our marriages, in our children, in our finances, whatever it is. You have to start declaring it. And even though you're declaring it into the atmosphere, we already know that because you declare it, now the enemy has to come and steal. That's why the Bible talks about wearing the whole. What the Bible say? We put on the whole armor of God so that we may withstand the enemy. So we have to do that. This is a daily thing because there's going to be a daily obstacle, a daily trial, a daily something. The enemy has to always plant something. But if you are not suited and booted, then he can come in and wreak havoc wherever he wants to. But we as children of God have more power than we think.
Come on. Amen. So and I'm going
to
say,
we
I'm
have
gonna say
to,
this, too, speaking about. Go ahead, dear.
Yes, so I was just saying we have to be able to put ourselves in that position to allow God to do the transformation in our lives. We have to allow him to do that.
Amen. We talked about transformation, and we're talking about, like you said, not always necessarily accessing the power of God that's available to us, because the truth of the matter is, and we need to tell people coming through the door as they give their lives to Christ, that there will be a struggle. The Apostle Paul said it in the 7th chapter of Romans, which helped me so much, not to make excuses, but just to understand that that warfare that goes on between the flesh and the spirit. I want you to share a little bit about the struggle, because it's a reality, because the flesh wants to do what the flesh does, and those are the things that opposes God. We want to feed ourselves. We basically want to put ourselves on the throne of our hearts as opposed to letting God sit on the throne of our hearts. And then the spirit that wants to learn to reign our fleshly thoughts, desires, and proclivities under the spiritual mindset of God Almighty. Because the truth of the matter is, if there's no struggle, then you're already defeated. Amen? Because the struggle, even though it may get hot and heavy, even though it feels like at times we may be slipping and sliding and losing, the struggle is really evidence that there is a new spirit that is in you that wants to have the rulership over those old ways and old thinking that we used to have and used to brag about, woman of God. So help us to understand the victory and the struggle.
There's definitely victory in the struggle. You know, we all know that this flesh is no joke. That's why we have to bring this flesh under the total submission of who God is in our lives.
Because at any moment,
this flesh like to rise up. It like to react.
Yeah.
It like to do all kind of stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the power of God. And so that's why we have to bring it under total subjection to the Word of God. And it's hard for some. Because I know when things happen here at home, honey, I know my flesh likes to rise up real quick. And sometimes I may lose it.
Yeah.
But it takes the Holy Spirit to bring the conviction. When the Holy Spirit is within you, it takes the Holy Spirit to bring conviction when you are doing things that are outside of the will of God. And the Holy Spirit will say, no, you didn't need to react like that. No, you didn't have to say it that way. Go back and apologize. You will not do that way. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And that's why I mentioned earlier in this interview that we have more power than we think we have. Yes, sometimes this flesh may want to do what it has to do, but we have to make sure that, again, we bring this flesh under total subjection to the Word of God. And then we're able to navigate through certain situations better than we have been or better than we will do. And so it's important to do that. And so, man, I'm telling y'all, in my life and where I am now in God, I just thank God for who I am now as a woman of God, because I wasn't always this way. I can go back and I can look back over my life and know that it was nothing but God who did this.
Yes.
And so I thank God for who I am as a woman of God. And as he's continuing to groom me, you know, I'm accepting the call of God upon my life, and so I move in that.
One of the interesting things that I have found, Lady Marjane, is that when sharing my faith and having gone through this experience myself, I can recall I've been blessed to be walking with the Lord for over 4 decades now, and it's still an adventure that I enjoy, but I understand that I have to keep my grips in God. I have to keep my mind in the Word of God. I have to pray. I have to submit and subject myself to this transforming work that's, like you said, is a daily activity. And we struggle with change. And the thought of sometimes we will be apprehensive about, well, if I give myself completely over to God, I don't know quite who I will be. And I can recall some wisdom that was shared with me years ago that I want to share with you right now and the listening audience, is that there will come a point in time when the pain of staying the same will outweigh the fear of change. That means deep down inside, in the privacy of our own minds, we will become so dissatisfied with who we are and what the potential of who we are is in finality. Is this all my life is going to amount to? And what about my purpose? Am I really having a significance in this life? Or am I just going to fade away into nothingness without really having touched anyone with any significance and being a positive good in somebody's life, leaving a legacy worth remembering? So I understand, and I say this again to you, Lady Marjane, and everyone else, because I've repeated this to myself, to keep myself aware of who I am, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than my fear of change, then we will change. So I'm saying all that, Lady Marjane, because sometimes we give our testimony, but all we can do after that is be an example, walk the talk, don't just talk the talk, but show people that we are actually living what we are preaching and sharing, and then pray for them, because sometimes it won't take anything less than life's circumstances, difficult as they may be, for them to see if this faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that there's a loving God that oversees us and loves us and cares about us and will actually step into our lives and make a positive change, regardless of how tough things have been, regardless how painful and even maybe sometimes horrendous our past lives have been. None of us were perfect. But I say all that, woman of God, because God is the one that can make the change, but we have to be willing to submit to God changing us, and sometimes that's our biggest hurdle.
Right. And another thing about change, when you mentioned earlier about God giving us different ways to relay our music to people, I believe that the church has to be more open when it comes to,
yes.
Now we all know, now you're just not going to come into the house of God and do what you want to do. However,
no, ma'am.
If God has given you a vision, you know, we have gospel rap, we have music like mine, there's more urban R&B, more churches have to remember
it.
That our music and what God gives us is just not for the four walls of your church anyway. So you have to allow to come in and represent God the best way that we can, and then we go out into the world, and then we share what God has, you know, is doing through us with those that are not saved, because the saved are already saved. Y'all already saved. We are supposed to be out there.
That's
right. But God is going to give, you know, you're in a new generation now where God is going to do things a little bit differently because times have changed. So your traditional gospel music that you all listen to on Sundays, if you listen to it, may not capture the homosexual. Mm. It may not capture the drug dealer. It may not capture somebody who has to sleep on their back for a living to make a dollar. It may not capture
them. You're talking real talk.
So, yeah.
Yep.
So you have to allow us to come in so that we are able to, because it's just, and it could be a sticky point for some, because a lot of people are so stuck in what they believe in and what we call old church. But you guys have to know that when God gives us gifts, he don't give gifts the same. So we go out and we go and we do and we have to, and hopefully what we are doing out there in the world exemplifies who Christ is in us, that somebody's life may be changed.
Yeah.
But you can't expect us to
good.
Walk around here singing hymns and traditional gospel all day thinking we're going to reach somebody who just had 5 whiskeys and smoking weed on the corner. How are you going to reach them? They're not going to hear anything
do it like
that you have to say. Right. They're not going to hear
that.
So there has to be, God has to create an avenue through people like me where we can go out and represent God. Like I was telling on another interview, I was mentioning, you know, Atlanta have this big gospel event called Praise in the Park. And I've been wanting to do Praise in the Park for many years, but never got a call back, never was considered for it. But yet, there's another event called Taste of Soul that I have done here in Atlanta, and that's not a gospel event at all.
Whatsoever.
But God opened that door because, again, the music, the sound, and the music that God has given me is for the folks that are outside the four walls of the church. So we have to be willing to allow God to cultivate our gifts so we can go out there and do what we have to do. So I don't take it lightly when doors open for events that are not church-based, because again, the church and folks that are in the church are already saved. How are we going to reach the people outside the church?
You know, there's an example of what you're talking about that is just so mind-boggling to me, because the people that know us in our familiarity of our family and friend circle, our neighbors, our church members, and then people that are in our vicinity that are in some way connected geographically, let's say, to our ministry, will sometimes not necessarily see the value in who we are. Say, for instance, the people in New York never go visit the Statue of Liberty because it's so common to them, they don't value it as being something worth their time. But there'll be people that'll fly from all over the country just to go to the Statue of Liberty. I don't understand what that is about us. It seems like even our Lord Jesus has had that experience too, because in Mark 6 and 5, it says he could not do many miracles there, talking about his hometown, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them because of their unbelief. So what God does is he takes people that may be on social media that never met us, unless we meet at one of these events, that give us accolades, that give us praise, that give us motivation and uplift, so that the people that should be doing it in close proximity can be aware that we are of more value than what they've perceived. I'm saying that for your encouragement, woman of God, as well as anybody listening to this broadcast, because sometimes we'll go on Facebook and people we'll never met will comment, but people in our churches, people in our family may never say a word. And it's just something about the human nature that we feel like it seems like if we give people too much accolades, that it diminishes us, diminishes them in the eyesight of whomever is being recognized, or maybe within themselves. So what we do, woman of God, is, and it talks about, I'll be talking about it, about reputation. It's all about finding who you are, and the best way to finding out who you are is your purpose, your destiny, and your creative origin is to have a relationship with God. Amen?
Right.
So, woman of God, listen, we have been blessed by your presence. Your words have encouraged us. I'm ready to go on and break through. But before we have this breakthrough, as you lead us so wonderfully in a very musical and ministerial way, are there any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us before you go?
Because especially with this season that we are in, when I tell you that my grandmother used to hear this and say that we're living in the last days, but we are truly living in the last and evil days. There is so much stuff going on in the world, and God needs us to see things with a spiritual eye. I always pray, God, fine tune my ears that I may hear from you clearly, oh God. There are so many things that God is revealing and doing in the earth, even in the midst of everything that is going on all around us. So we have to put ourselves in a position to where we can see and hear from him. So I want to encourage you guys. Y'all keep praying. Keep worshiping. Keep praising him. Keep thinking him. Because there are so many things. There are so many people that are roaming this earth right now, and they're being deceived. That the enemy is presenting. And God is trying to give people the remnant of the remnant of God, the remnant of the people, to stand firm on his word. God's promise has already been made. So we, things are happening in the earth. We have to sit, and that's why when I wrote I Choose You, that is a choice that has to be made. Do you choose the situation and what you see in with your natural eye, or are you going to choose to stand on God's word and what he has promised in that word concerning you?
That's
God is concerned about us. So we have to be willing mm-hmm. to stand on that word and allow God to do what it is that he needs to do. Speak to him. That's what we need to do. When the Bible speaks Amen. Of seeking him first, and then all these yes. things shall be added. So we have to seek him, and that's what the body of Christ is not doing. We're not seeking God like we used to. Everybody wants everything fast. They want these microwave blessings. You need to seek God first. Seek him and really stand on his word and allow God to do what it is that he needs to do in your life. I'm telling you, man, we can sit and talk all day about the goodness of God and what the things that he is trying to do. That's why I know the enemy fights me so much, because there are things that God is revealing in my life that I see and that I am feeling and that he is revealing to me. And that's why I know when the enemy raises his ugly hand, I know it's because God is doing something in me. And I'm telling y'all, y'all have to be in that place to discern the atmosphere and what's going on. There's always shifting taking place. And if you are not sitting in that seat of discernment, you'll miss it every time.
Lord have mercy. So what I heard you say, out of all the beautiful and very spiritual, weighty things that you say it is, you said God is concerned about us, but we may not be as concerned about God as he is about us. We need to turn that thing around and let there be a shift in the atmospheres of our mind, woman of God. We need to be just as concerned about God as he is about us. And the way that we find out how God is concerned about us is we need to go to a Bible-believing church and receive the word that is preached to us by the ministers, by the preachers there. We need to spend quiet time alone so that Holy Spirit God can expound on our personal Bible studies as we get into his word and feed on it and digest on it on a regular, continuous, daily diet of God's word. We don't go too many days without missing a physical meal, so why would we go days without and missing a spiritual meal for our soul? Amen. Listen, woman of God, I know that you do your Facebook. I know that you do your Facebook inspiration. Does it come spontaneously, or is there a set time and date that my listeners can support you on your Facebook Live inspiration?
I do my lives every Saturday. The only times that I will not do it is if there is, like last Saturday I did not do it because there was a two-day summit that I had to do. And there may be times where I just take a break because God is revealing something and I need to just stop everything and really just sit and get the revelation of what he is trying to reveal so that I can reveal it to you all. But on Saturdays, I usually go live at around 10 a.m. Eastern time. So you guys can follow me at Marjanae Music on your Facebook page and also your Instagram pages. It's Marjanae Music as well, M-A-R-J-A-N-E Music. And then that way, keep your notifications on so that you guys know when I am going live. I don't always talk about my music, but I do sometimes. And then sometimes it's just chatting to give people updates on what's going on. If God has revealed something to me that week, I share it with you all. So it's a lot of things that happen on my lives on Facebook. Facebook is actually my primary social media, and I tell you, we have such a good time on my lives. Like, it's phenomenal. So I would definitely encourage you all to join us there. If you're not following me on Instagram, please follow me there. So definitely. My official website also is marjanaemusic.com. And one other thing before we go, now that I'm giving this information, on my Facebook wall, I just made a posting about the opening act. God has opened a door where I am able to fly back home and open up for this tour titled We Can Survive. And so, but it takes votes. So I'm needing you all to vote. I have made it out of thousands of people. I have made it into the top 10.
What?
So the top five, So the top five, voting now ends on August the 11th at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the link is on my wall. It's I actually made that posting update yesterday. So I encourage you guys to go on there and click on free vote and vote for me, because that way, you know, we can have that opportunity to fly home and open up. Because I believe that, you know, when you have a stage of that magnitude, people still need to hear about who God is. There's not a lot of doors that are open for us when we want to sing and speak about the presence of God and who God is. So to have the opportunity to do that, that is a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm certainly glad that you mentioned that. I'm just excited for you, for the doors that God is continuing to open in your life. And I understand that that wonderful song, El Shaddai, is doing well on the BDS charts, which is an indication that people are listening, that people are approving, that people are appreciating, and that it is achieving the purpose that God created and gave it to you. That's to bring him glory and honor, to be a light, because there will not be one single person that was ever created. I don't care, from the beginning of man's creation with Adam and Eve all the way up until however many men and women, boys and girls are born into this world until our Lord Jesus Christ come back again. There will never be a person, I don't care on what part of the earth, that they will not have an excuse to say, I'd never heard God, because God speaks through nature. For those people that are wondering, what about the bush people? They have a spiritual understanding through all of the elements that are there available to us. Now, us in this modern technology, we have all kind of means of communication to declare God as real. So we will continue our mandate from our Lord Jesus Christ to take this gospel message to our homes close by, like the Lord said, Jerusalem, which was close by, Judea, which is the outer skirts, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. We are going to testify and tell this gospel message about our Lord Jesus Christ, which we do with joy, with commitment, and with perseverance, and we will not turn back. So, woman of God, we understand what your social media page is. Where can your music be downloaded so that we can give you the support that you need in your music ministry?
Yes, you all can visit your Apple Music store, your Spotify, wherever music is sold digitally. You guys can go on there and purchase. Please purchase. A lot of y'all probably just stream and download, but definitely purchase, because it helps. And I think that's what's helping, not only with radio, but it's helping El Shaddai. El Shaddai's been... and I've been blessed to have I Choose You also, but El Shaddai has been in the top 20 on the BDS Gospel Chart. It's been 7 weeks in a row now at top 20. So that's
wonderful.
A blessing.
That's amazing.
And so I definitely want you guys to, you know, visit whoever you stream music through, purchase music through. I want y'all to definitely go and support El Shaddai. And, yeah, and I just thank you guys. Again, on my Facebook wall, if you guys want to know, there's a link there. So you can go on my Facebook wall. I have a pinned post there, and it has the link actually to that. You guys can click on the link and, you know, and go from there.
Amen. And listen, let me tell you, listeners, one thing. I know my gospel artists, brothers and sisters in Christ, they are promoting their new projects. But woman of God, Marjane, just like woman of God, Shamika Banks, that's coming up. They have music that is not their new project, but when I play it, it sounds so new because it's anointed. It has the covering and the blood of Jesus on it, and it sounds still fresh. So if you go to her Facebook page, if you go to her fan page, whatever it is, you'll find out that this woman of God has many, many songs to go along with her new projects of El Shaddai as well as I Choose. So what I'm saying is support these gospel artists for the body of work that they do, their new projects, but also the music that has been blessing us in the past and still sounds good, still makes me snap my fingers.
That's
woman
good.
Of God, Marjane, it makes me tap my toes, it makes me bob my head. I appreciate you, woman
Thank
of God
you.
I want you to know that you are a fruitful branch on the tree of life for our God. Keep doing what you're doing, and you ain't seen nothing yet. The blessings will continue to overflow. I'm speaking that because I certainly believe it in my spirit. Thank you for joining us. We're praying for you. We just want you to keep praying for us, woman of God. Pray for us.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Woman of God, Marjane was here on this fire. giving God his just due praise, I believe that's not just a ministry that that woman of God, Majene, has. I believe it is a way of life. And we're about to see about this breakthrough, because everybody needs a breakthrough now and then. Some of us more than others, but it's always a blessing from God when we can finally break through, y'all. About the breakthrough, y'all. Yes, Lord Jesus, that woman of God, Majene, did you just feel her spirit moving through the whole interview? I'm here to tell you, that's what we do when we find our place in God. We remove the doubt, the uncertainty, any type of related shame. We see those as just tricks, strategies, and tactics of the devil to dim our light. But the Bible declared, how can you hide a city on a hill? Can't do it. And why would anybody put a bushel on top of a candle? Well, don't make no sense. It's just in us. The joy of the Lord overwhelms us to no end. This is the portion of fire, fire, fire. Yes, yes, yes. The heat keeps getting hotter. Where you talented, gifted people of God will bring a word of encouragement, a word of exhortation, a word of inspiration for Word Up. And I promise you, this woman of God, I'm about to hit y'all with the duality of sisterhood in Christ. Y'all just heard woman of God, Marjane. Now, this woman of God, I have history with both of these anointed women of God. Woman of God, Shamika Banks. I'm telling y'all, now I'm going to say this before I bring her on, because God used this woman of God to help me with a piece of spiritual insight that I've never received before. You would always hear people say that there is purpose in your pain. I heard that, and I agreed with it, and it moved me, and it made sense. But it wasn't until woman of God, Shamika Banks, shared the completion of that statement, which is, there is purpose in our pain. God used our pain to give us purpose, and with that purpose comes power. Lord Jesus, I said thank you, woman of God, Shamika Banks, because you put the icing on the cake. This is Words of Inspiration, and we're going to do for woman of God, Shamika Banks, like we did for woman of God, my Janae. We're going to have this little fire gospel experience mini concert with Shamika Banks, woman of God. She's preaching, she's teaching, she's singing gospel music in such a unique and original style. I can't help myself but get happy all over again. Here's Word of Inspiration with gospel artist, woman of God, author, CEO at Purpose for Change, talking about that sunshine. And you know who the sunshine is, right? Y'all better come on with me now.
Yeah. Check. 1, 2. Yeah. We back in the studio, praise. We finna put it down, y'all. It's been a minute. So y'all hold fast. Let's go. Back in the studio again. Got a lot of stuff on my heart. You know I gotta win. Gotta put it down, put it on the track. Gotta do it like I do it. Yeah, you know I'm coming back. Double A on the mic. Yeah, I'm spitting it. Got a lot of things on my heart. Yeah, I'm hitting it. Got my girl Shamika. She coming. We gonna do it like we wanna do it. Yeah, we want it.
It's a love and canopy. And it amazes me when you call my name.
Call my name.
So quick to save, never to blame. And you show me grace in my mistakes. So I wake up to a blessed life. Flowers bloom, the grass is green, and the sun shines. And everything is so right. I am yours, but you are mine. Sunshine, divine, you're always on time. So glad you are mine. I'm yours for life, you're always on my mind. Always on my mind. It's a love that cannot be replaced. Wake up each day to give him praise. And despite the rain, the sun he raised. And his mercy's new every day. Plus he's the way, the truth, the lie.
Another day, let the sun out again.
Everything.
Butterflies and rainbows all around me.
Everything.
And I'm smiling because his love surrounds me.
Everything.
Sun shining through the clouds, it's a brighter day.
Everything.
I'm feeling better by a mile, time to give him praise.
Everything.
So I'ma look up to the sky above, because
everything.
I'm so wrapped up in his love.
Light shines in, the darkness has to go. Illumination's on the spot, it's the kind of fruit we need to grow. Hope is on the rise, I'm looking to the sky. It's the very shining sun that's giving peace by and by. Yeah, feel his change, don't listen to discouragement. Hope is in him who left us his inheritance. So take the peace that he gave when he left us. No trouble hearts in the future, only blessings.
Sunshine, divine, you're always on time. So you're always on my mind, always on my mind.
always on my mind, Lord God. Don't you know that you are the true sunshine? You are the light of the world. Make no mistake about it. Sounds of woman of God, Shamika Banks, as she brings us word of inspiration. I just love it because this is an intelligent Bible disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. She is ordained to bring the word, to preach the word, to teach the word. And y'all already heard her skills vocally, doing her thing musically in gospel music in a very unique, subtle, cool, and urban way that I just love it, love it, love it. So without any further ado, woman of God, Shamika Banks, come on in the room. Y'all, come on in here in the room to fight the gospel experience. Yes, yes, yes. You better come on
wow.
in the room, woman of God, Shamika Banks. How you doing?
Oh, yes. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. God is being so good to me. People think I'm exaggerating and making stuff up when I try to explain to them about how good God really is to those that are fully committed to God. And I'm striving to be more like
Amen.
Jesus every day. Why don't you go ahead? Why
Amen.
Don't you just go ahead and just share with us what I'm just believing? There may be some things that's been in your spirit that you've been holding on to that you just say,
yeah.
well, I'm just going to keep it to myself right now until now, because we already talked about it before I opened up your mic and you went live and you
yeah.
said, you know what, I have some things going on. And then out of the
yeah.
blue, here comes Brother Ron with the invitation, which lets me know I need to stay on point. So what I would love for you to do is help
yeah.
us stay on point too, woman of God. I'm going to pass you the microphone and pass you the platform to let you bless us with word of inspirations that God has given you.
Amen. Well, to God be all the glory, because that's the only reason why any of us were created, was for his glory and for his purposes, right? So for me, one thing that I can say recently that I have been experiencing, and you probably heard me talk about it on my Facebook page, is transitioning. My family is moving from the DMV to North Carolina. And in this season of transitioning, it required that I put my focus and my energy and my attention on my family's move. And so sometimes in different seasons, we can feel like we're not doing enough, or we're not doing enough of things we may have done in other seasons, but we are actually doing exactly what we're supposed to do in this season, because it's this significant part of the season. When God wants to take us to another level, or when God wants to elevate us, or when God wants to expand us, a lot of times he'll have us to move. And if we're reluctant with the move, like I was at first, who wants to leave their hometown, you know? If you're reluctant with
right.
the move, you can actually postpone the move of God that he's trying to do in your life. And unfortunately, in some cases, you can miss that move, you know? But this time I said, I'm not missing it. I knew exactly when the Holy Spirit told me it's time to move. It's time to move with your ministry. It's time to move with your family. I have an assignment there
wow.
for you. It's time to move. And I just had to get in movement with God. And like I said, what can happen a lot of times when seasons are shifting, when you're used to doing things one particular way and things are shifting, you're in that transition. It's like walking through the valley, you know? You're not quite at the mountain.
Yeah.
You're not
yeah.
quite at the mountain peak yet. So you got to walk that thing out. And in the process of the valley, it's a journey. There's so many things that, you know, you can experience and be faced with, you know. And so I just encourage myself, and I want to encourage others, no matter where you are, whether you're climbing up that mountain, or whether you're at the top of the mountain, or whether you are in the valley, you know, just be encouraged and know that whatever God has promised you, whatever vision he gave you, you know, hold on to it. It's just because you're in the valley doesn't mean that it's over. Don't give up in the valley. It's kind of like being in the wilderness. I think about, you know, Moses and when they were coming from out of Egypt, you know, and they get into this
yeah.
wilderness where it should have took them just a short period of time. It ends up taking them, you know, all of these years because of the simple fact that, you know, they had to go through the process. And it's crazy because Moses gets a chance to see the promised land, but he never actually gets to enter into it. And that's not going to be my
yeah.
story. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's not going to be my story. I'm not going to just see it.
Yeah.
See the vision that God gave me. hear the word that God is speaking in my spirit, read his word and study all the promises that he has for me in his word and never actually get to experience it, see, that's not going to be my story. So I have to look at myself like more of the Joshua or the Caleb who actually go into the territory, into the promised land, and conquers there. You know what I mean? And so that meant that in this season of transition, even though I had just finished doing, one of my girlfriends had a woman's brunch, and I just finished helping her put that together. And also, of course, you know, I'm an author, a speaker, and a musician as well. So I have to also present my stuff through the platform. So I spent the beginning of the year really helping her do her event as well. And so sowing into her, you know, in which, you know, the day that you plant the seed is not always the day that you eat its fruit, you know. But sowing into her, ministry, which is called Reinvent. And which basically is just saying that at any stage in your life, no matter what you've gone through, divorce, motherhood, or it could be death or whatever it may be, job changes, age changes, because as people are aging, sometimes they're experiencing these things and these feelings and these thoughts. But you have to know, no matter where you are in your journey, at any point you could decide to reinvent yourself. And so that's her ministry. Her ministry is encouraging women to know that you're not stuck. You can get unstuck and you can reinvent yourself and continue to go on with your life. So no matter what you're experiencing. So I wanted to help her to birth that. And so that was my main project in the beginning of this year. And I'm only sharing this because I'm leading up to the transition where I had to tell God yes. And it shifted my focus off of all of these things that I, you know, was expecting to do onto what God is telling me to do. And so I ended up doing the brunch with her. You know, of course, you know, like I said, I also was able to share my platform as well. And right after the brunch, it's like, well, God, what's next? You know, what do you want me to do next? You know, and I have a couple of books that I'm working on right now. Me and my husband are working on a book called Exposure. That should be released sometime soon. And I mean, when I tell you it's so good, he goes really in depth of, you know, how we are exposed throughout our lives and what really shapes our core value and belief system, you know. And so it's going to be a really, really good book. So we're working on that. I'm also working on my follow-up to Priceless, which, you know, was my first book. And just like from spiritual transformation going into spiritual maturity. So I have projects that I'm working on, right? But right here in the midst of, you know, working on my project, God says, move. And I'm sitting here like, okay, yeah, you got to stop what you're doing and say, yes, God, I'm not going to miss this move. And I promise you, Ron, as soon as I gave God my yes, everything began to line up. And I told myself, I know Moses, we give him so much, you know, credit for his faith and him doing what God, his obedience to what God told him to do. But at the end of the day, he didn't actually make it into the promised land. Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
You know, isn't that a shame that we literally can have these visions? I hear people all the time say, like my friend, she was talking about her brunch, you know, then the pandemic hit, you know, and it was like everybody was on hold, you know, and because you couldn't really do what you really planned to do, so you had to wait, you know. And that was like not just a short wait. That was like 2 years, 2 to 3 years of waiting, right?
Wow.
And so, and in some cases, people are still waiting because of the pandemic. And now they're saying that it's a recession, right? And so, you know, some people are still being impacted by that, right? So she, you know, had to hold on and wait to actually see her vision come into fruition. But there's a lot of people who you talk to and they'll say, you know, God gave me a book to write or God gave me a song to sing. Or God gave me a business to start or ministry to start. And they never do it. They never see the promised land. They never see the promise fulfilled. And you have to wonder what's happening between the vision and the promise actually being fulfilled and manifested. And it's somewhere in that wilderness or it's somewhere in that valley where people meet obstacles and challenges and their faith is tested. And at that time, you could decide, you know, okay, am I going to keep going or am I going to stop here or am I going to quit now? Am I going to keep going? Am I going to push through this thing? I was just telling my husband the other day, I don't care if we got to walk, run, or crawl. I'm going to get to wherever God tells me to go. You know, if I'm the lady like the
Jesus
of blood that's crawling, pressing my way through the crowd just to touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to get what God has for me. And so you got to keep going. There are times when you got to stop certain things, and that's why it's important for us to be led by the Spirit, so that we're not just being driven by our own ambition, but we're being led by what God is instructing us to do. And you said something so powerful in the last interview. You was like, it don't matter how long we go back in time, God was still speaking to people, even if he had to do it through nature, you know? And I think about how much God, you know, talks to us through signs and wonders and through each other, you know, through each other's ministries and testimonies. We're constantly hearing from God, but are we hearing God and what he's telling us to do? Because you may hear somebody else sharing their testimony, but it may be a word of God that God wants you to hear, that he wants you to apply your life. So even though I was in the midst of writing books and in the midst of, you know, helping people with their events and helping see other people, you know, see their visions come into fruition as well as my own, you know, I had to pause for the cause. When God said, move, you move. And as I began to move, I started to face challenges. And I said, you know, I'm either going to keep going and trust God and believe God and what he showed me and what he told me, or I'm going to stop here and say, huh, I don't know if I'm going to make it and doubt him, or I'm just going to straight up quit. This ain't going to happen. I don't agree.
Oh, Lord.
And you got to know that, no, we can't do that, can we, right? And so, you know, I decided to push through and I promise you, Ron, me and my husband, we just got approved for our new home there in North Carolina. And we're going to be sharing more, of course, on Facebook about the transition spiritually, yes, about how God has shifted us in this season. And when I tell you, we got a great book coming out. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. You know, we may have to do an interview so you can hear some of what he has to say, because when I tell you, it's powerful, Ron, it's powerful. And I know you can relate because you're an author too.
Amen.
But what I'm saying is God is using us even in this season of transition. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. God is using you in a season of transition, and for just to fill in the blanks, that Lady Shamika Banks is talking about is man of God Aaron Banks. Shout out to Brother Aaron Banks in the house. How you doing, good brother? We thank you. We appreciate this beautiful union that you and woman of God Shamika Banks has. You have blessed us with so much words of encouragement. I certainly need to bring you both to the platform, Fire the Gospel Experience, to give you more time, woman of God, because you so full. I have to be prepared to give you at least two or three shows so that you can just go on and let it all out. So I'm here for you. I'm here for the union of you and man of God, Aaron Banks, and children that you all are blessed to have, and the ministry that you are blessed to have. I'm looking forward to hearing and receive the continuing updates about this wonderful growth of ministry that God has already opened the door and declared for you in North Carolina. I think that is a beautiful thing. Woman of God, listen. I heard you speak about your books. I would love for you to share with my listening audience about your books, Priceless, as well as Passion to Purpose, Acts of Faith. Where can these books be purchased for my listeners so that they can be embellished by your biblical intelligence?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, absolutely. So all of my books are available on Amazon. And if you go to Amazon, you can find Priceless by Dr. Shamika Banks there, as well as Acts of Faith there. You can also go to my website, which is www.shamikabanks.com, and everything's right there. My program, Passion to Purpose, which is basically a six-week program to help people really discover their purpose and get on track with it. Like I said, a lot of times people share with me, hey, I have this vision, but they're not doing anything with it. So this is an intentional way to get on track with it. As well as my books. You can find my books there, as well as my music. So everything is right there on shamikabanks.com.
Amen. And a contact number for booking, because, you know, I have pastors and concert promoters, they listen to this fire gospel experience. They're going to hear your testimony. They love your music. They're going to want you to be a part of their church event, revival, or whatever it is they have going on. It might be a women's conference or anything of the sort. How can you be reached? And then make sure you share with us all of your social media platforms so that my listeners can support you on social media as well.
Absolutely. So actually, I prefer email, and my email address is Purpose for Change, which is just Purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, for F-O-R, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, L-L-C, at gmail.com. So that is my email address where I pretty much conduct all of my, you know, any type of business or ministry affairs. And then also on social media, I'm on Facebook as Shamika Banks. And on Instagram, also I'm on there as Shamika Banks, but it's also you'll find me as Shamika, a.k.a. Super Meek, because, of course, you know, my musician name is Super Meek. So it's Shamika, a.k.a. Super Meek on Instagram, and on Facebook it's Shamika Banks.
Amen. And that is, of course, the real Shamika Banks. So make sure you understand that there is no other duplication. Woman of God, we appreciate you. I love your vibrancy. I love your just enthusiasm for being a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have my full support.
Amen.
If there's anything that I can do for you and man of God, Aaron Banks, all you got to do is get in touch with me and just put my name on the list and let me know what it is I need to do. Amen.
Oh, thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you so much.
Woman of God.
Well, keep us in your prayers because we are finishing. We're finishing up this transition. So that's one thing you could do. Just continue to keep us in your prayers. And as we're finishing our book as well as this transition.
Amen. I got you. Consider it already done. Woman of God, let me tell y'all something. CEO at Purpose for Change, author as well as gospel artist. Woman of God, Shamika Banks, was here on this fire gospel experience. And just in case y'all thought we was through with her, she wants to take us higher. I'm talking about higher than we have gone before. Thank you, woman of God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Looking forward to having you and man of God, Aaron Banks, come back. Whenever we can work it out, if I take too long, get in touch with me. And I promise you, I'll reserve a seat for you all both. If I have to move somebody around, I'll do it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Woman of God, Shamika Banks. I have yet to meet a spirit as lively as hers. And I'm here to tell you, those two sisters right there, if y'all don't know Woman of God, Marjane, that was here first on this fire gospel experience and then followed up with the 1-2 punch with Woman of God, Shamika Banks, y'all are getting left behind. There is talent, there is gifts and anointing that these two women, as well as many others, but I'm speaking about them too right now, that will bless your life, that will encourage you and give you some good, intelligent, biblical knowledge. And I promise you, you will go higher. And
put your hands down, get them up. 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 Hands up in the room. Better recognize, worthy of the praise, it is he who is still alive. DNA in the spirit, ain't no compromise. Got us on the track in the image of the Son of God. Put your hands down, get them up. Put your hands down, get them up. Put your hands down, get them up. Put your hands down, get them up.
Hello, everyone. I am TV, radio host, author, and choreographer, Apostle Sherita Lovelace. I am called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship, praise, or even a spoken word for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 404-295-7367 or by email at SheritaLovelace@gmail.com. Listen, please join me for the Triumphant Show with Sherita Lovelace on Facebook Live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will be blessed with my anointed special guest and myself in some relevant spiritual conversations. Right now, you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
You shall live and not die. Oh, y'all know how to do it, Brooklyn. Come on. Put the hands together. Come on. Hey.
Charles of Man of God, Maceo Harris, and VOP. I'm just going to believe that's Voices of Praise talking about you shall live and not die. You have that directly from the very mind and mouth of our God. And he already promises. He said that not one word that spewed from his glorified mouth will ever return void, that it will accomplish the very thing that it was intended to do. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration and implementation for growth from the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5-8, where we want to discuss reputation, something that we all guard with such regard. We'll guard it with our very lives. The Word of God says from the NIV, and your relationships with one another have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. We are a generation of people who seem to deeply inspire the recognition, attention, notoriety, applause, and accolades from as many people as they possibly can. With the implementation of social media's platforms, we all can become an overnight and famous sensation with just the simple click of a button and a camera. We all, as Christians in particular, must be mindful and aware of this subtle desire to be hoisted to others' plateaus and expectations. It can be inflating to our egos and puts us in the precarious position of having all that was fallaciously built up to be torn down, blown down, and thrown down by many of the very same people that raised us up beyond our true selves. Our Lord Jesus, however, gave us the perfect example of humility, service, and the correct connected identity from embracing the characteristics that pleases God. Philippians 2 and 5 says, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. We still have a ways to go when it comes to completely giving of ourselves to one another in Christ, following the life lessons that our Lord Jesus lived, applied, and demonstrated in his own life can leave us feeling wanting and lacking. We still have these certain trust issues of baggage that seem to follow down that very same aisle that we walked when we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're still challenged indeed in thinking that, yes, I'm putting on the mind of Christ, but how many others are truly doing the very same? We must be reminded over and over again of the many times that we are exhorted by the Word of God to not be fearful and or afraid. Isaiah 41 and verse 10 is a witness. It says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 2 and 6 says, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Our Lord Jesus submitted himself to discard his heavenly body, to adorn this very same human flesh that we have, to be completely mindful of what it means to be human, to be just like us. And yet him, being very God of very God, in human flesh, never chose to take liberty nor advantage of his iconic God-like state in human flesh of being in relationship to us all as his disciples. And he is very God himself. Philippians 2 and 7 says, rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. But ironically, by our finite minds, by our very finite minds, used his highly esteemed statues as a platform to be of the mind of the servant. That's what our Lord Jesus did. He took upon our mind so that he can identify with us, which actually denotes great strength for someone who possesses great power and authority. Talking about our Lord Jesus, which completely blows my mind. We would have certainly wanted to maintain our reserved places of dignity and prestige to all around us, but not so with our God, man, Jesus. He was actually showing us the great love, care, and compassion that our Heavenly Father and Creator has from us even before the very foundations of the world, when he, talking about them and they, created the earth and all that is, which is still and can never be discovered due to creation's endless boundaries. So the question stands, why do we resist and possibly even abhor the roles of servanthood? We see it as a place of dissension when God sees it as a place of ascension. This is the most crucial regard when it comes to our growth and maturity. As long as we avail and limit our thinking to primarily what we think and what we think we know, we will not grow into the spiritual realm of insight and understanding that God ordains for us. We'll forever find ourselves on the outside of God's prepared spiritual state, as was Adam and Eve when they were prohibited from re-entering the Garden of Eden. And then finally, my beloved people of God, Philippians 2 and 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Yes, even as a man, our Lord Jesus found unmitigated the humility to be the life-giving characteristic which provided the strength that he received from God to be and live a life of consistent obedience, even to the point of facing death. My God, my God. All because our Lord Jesus never allowed his reputation with God to be overtaken by the reputation of the people. Amen goes right there. Lord, have mercy. If we could just let go of some of what we think is so valuable, our reputations, our parking spaces, our specific seats on a certain pew, we'll be all right. We'll be with just what God created us to be. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Marjanae, gospel artist, songwriter, woman of God, wife, mother, doing her thing for Jesus in a phenomenal way, as well as woman of God, Shamika Banks, doing the very same thing, writing books and having concerts and giving inspirational words on Facebook. I applaud you both. I would just like to leave you all with a final word. What people think about you is none of your business. To waste valuable time, energy, and anointing to worry about being distracted. Lord Jesus, keep your eyes on the prize, and the prize is none other than our Lord Jesus. You better believe it. Amen goes right there. I want to leave you all with man of God, Richie E. Irby. He was a guest on my show, and he just wants us to know that it's such a joy that he and everybody else that loves Jesus are just so glad that I'm saved. Y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. Until next time, may God cover you, bless you, prosper you, and keep you by his beautiful hand of loving mercy, grace, and kindness. Amen.
Share the bill.
Share the bill.